next case, please.
Next application is the application for case number 9933. It's an application of La Crosse Homes for a site north of Route 207, south of Blue Spruce Drive, being lot 6 within Blueberry Hill Development, requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Is there anyone here for this case? Could you please come forward? Please sworn in. Ladies and gentlemen, to save some time for everyone else that's here this evening, when the case is being heard out, if it's your particular applicant, would you please start forward, because you have to be sworn in before you can address the board. I'd appreciate your consideration. Thank you.
Darren Simpson, 4580 Brownsville Road, Harrington, Delaware, on behalf of La Crosse Homes.
You speak to tell the truth, Dr. Unalloy?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. We are here tonight to request a variance, as you heard, for lot 6. This is a home that is a new home that we've built for a home for our troops. It's a wounded veteran from the Iraq War. We made a mistake when we built the house. We initially had a survey and a stakeout for a plan that called for garage right. In the construction of the house, it was decided, or after the survey was, the site plan and the stakeout was done, it was decided to flip the house in the field, and that just means to put the garage on the other side. And when that was done, it was not, the garage sticks out further than the other side of the house, and it was not taken into consideration to move that back. We did not catch that until after the house was framed, and we went back and we always do a wall check to verify things are as they're supposed to be, and in this case, they're not. The reason that the setback is required is there is a temporary cul-de-sac. That is the last lot on that street, and there's an interconnector between this subdivision and future development. If that interconnection of that temporary cul-de-sac was not there, then we would not need this variance. But so at some point in time, that temporary cul-de-sac will be removed and we would be okay. But as it stands now, it is there, so we need to request a variance.
So the setback required because it's the streets are dedicated to public use?
Yes.
That's why it's 60 foot?
Yes. And there are swales. They're not, it's not curb and gutter.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Whitman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? There are no further questions from the board? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, you're in no opposition. I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 9933. It's a minimum variance to 4 relief, and it's not out of character.
Can you have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Whitman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9933. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.